in you. They live in me. They're watching over everything we see. In every creature, in every star, in your reflection, they live in you.
13 minutes after 1 o'clock, Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. This is Soft Options, the show that's more than a cheer on top. And of course, this is the birthday hour, and you know what to do. The number is 011-452-7115. You can also send your SMS 41809. That's 41809. And that's where you can get in touch with us. If you know anybody celebrating a birthday today, it's the 29th of June. And so I don't know where you write people's birthdays. This is that time to get in touch with that. And let me know who they are and what they are celebrating. 011-452-7115. 41809 is the SMS line, and the email address is khanya@radioveritas.co.za. Hi, Cameron.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Great, thank you. So how young are you today?
I'm 16.
Are you 16?
Yes.
Are you sure, Cameron?
Yes, I am.
So what are you doing now?
I'm relaxing with my family and friends.
Oh, nice. And how are you celebrating your birthday with them then?
Just having a nice time around them.
Oh, nice. And what do you do?
I'm in high school.
What grade?
Grade 11.
11, uh-huh. And what are the plans after that?
I'm planning on going into aviation.
Aviation, uh-huh. And you know that there's been a terror attack at Istanbul.
Yes, I was watching the news this morning about it.
Yes, yes. And you still want to go into aviation. Nothing will stop you, right?
Yeah, nothing. It's my dream.
Oh, nice. And I have a message for you, Cameron.
Yes.
It says, please wish Cameron a very happy and blessed birthday. Would you please say to him,
thank you.
So,
whoever said that.
Who do you think that might be from?
My Auntie B.
It is from your Auntie B, yeah. And from Galen and Vannon as well.
Yes.
And it's live on Radio Veritas.
Yes, yes.
And nice. So what do you want to say to Auntie B, Galen and Vannon?
Thank you very much for the birthday wish. Yeah, that's all I'd like to say.
And they said, when I say to you, hip hip, you will say...
Hooray.
And we try again, we say, hip hip, you say.
Hooray.
That sounds very lazy, Cameron.
Oh, I'm a teenager.
So?
Always lazy.
Who said teenagers are always lazy?
It's true. We lazy people.
Ah, okay. And this is why you're celebrating by just relaxing, right?
Yes.
Nice. So you have a great one. I hope to speak to you soon when you turn 20.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Have a good one, Cameron.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
Hello, Mayor Lily Elizabeth Martley.
Hey.
How are you, Mayor?
I'm all right, and you?
Great, thank you. So you celebrated yesterday, I see.
Yes.
How young, Mayor?
Sorry?
How young are you now?
I am 70.
Are you sure, Mayor?
Probably sure.
Mamela, Mayor Martley.
Hey.
Ke na le message for wena.
Eh-eh.
Ore. Hi, Lily. May you have all the joy your heart can hold, all the smiles a day can bring, all the blessings a life can unhold. May you have God's best in everything. Happy birthday, our beloved sister.
Thank you so much.
And this
Where
message...
Where is it from?
Well, that's my question to you. Who do you think that message could be from?
Oh, there are so many.
Okay, so who's the first person that comes to your mind?
Oh, my children first.
Okay, your children, if not your children?
Oh, I am not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, it says from all the Ward 8 members and all members of OSSM Sodality.
From the Sodality?
Am.
The most person who loves me.
Uh-huh.
I think it can be, it's either Thandi Buyang
or
Madeline Masego.
Okay.
Or Popi Kupega.
Well, it says it's from Lindiwe Mukhodi.
Okay, he's not from my Sodality, that is why.
Mariere from all Ward 8 members as well.
Yeah, so tell her I said thank you so much.
And she said, by the way, you are live on the radio. You're on Radio Veritas.
Yeah. On radio.
Yep.
Oh, thank you so much.
So she's listening to you now. Whatever you want to say to her, this is the time to say it. Meh?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That was so lovely.
And she said, I must say to you, hip hip, and you will say, you have a great day, Melly Lee.
Okay, can live 130.
Kana ukena St. Anthony Pucci agere.
Pardon?
Ukena St. Anthony Pucci.
Yebo, St. Anthony Pucci to Tuzza.
So, kuba pale pina efenya St. Anthony Pucci. Okay, me obeletsatsi le monnate ka nnete.
A ke a leboga.
And just because ke birthday, how happy happy re re hip hip wena ore.
70.
70 me. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so there we are, Mayor Elizabeth Lily Martley, who is turning 70. How beautiful is that? It's 26 minutes after 1 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. with me, Khanya Ditabe.
Medium Wave, 576, for your Catholic fix.
And I see that I don't have Gitlao Tlotlisa from St. Anthony Pucci. I wonder what's happened to that particular song. But this is, it really brings up the whole album. But it doesn't look like that song is on that album. So I think what we will do quickly is we will take this one.
Give me
Antony Puchi Choir, Morena Gimudisa, the Lord is my shepherd, here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top, with me, Khanya Ditabe. Find us on Facebook, Radio Veritas South Africa, and of course, you can also find us on Twitter at Radio Veritas SA, follow us there, on Instagram at Radio Veritas, and you'll be able to see what is happening here at your only Catholic radio station in South Africa.
My name is Father Victor Ngwenya, parish priest of Holy Rosary in Piri, Soweto. My favorite scripture quote is when Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest." John chapter 10, verse 10. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
And so you have less than 24 hours to go before the closing of this pilgrimage, our competition, our Mother Teresa canonization pilgrimage competition. So I hope you have entered. If you haven't, then you might. All you need to do is send the word Rome with your name to 41809 via SMS. And of course, those SMSs are charged at 150. And then we will send you all the details where you can buy a ticket worth 300 rand, or that's what it will cost you, 300 rand. But if you win, then it will be a trip for two with Father Emil and the Southern Cross to Mother Teresa canonization pilgrimage, which is on the 4th of September. You'll be leaving South Africa on the 2nd of September, coming back on the 11th. So there you are. 300 rand is what it will cost you. Send your SMS right now to 41809, beginning with the word Rome, R-O-M-E, followed by your name. You can also email your name and cell number to Lydia at sodapop.co.za, and we'll send you all the details. Or you can even call her, 083-601-6177. 083-601-6177. Of course, the prize includes all flights ex-Johannesburg, including airport taxes, accommodation in three-star hotels with breakfast and dinner, travel insurance, transfers, traveling on air-conditioned luxury buses, English-speaking tour guides, tour director, entrance fees as per itinerary, preparation material, daily mass, and so on. And so the draw, of course, is taking place this Friday on the 1st, this Friday at 7:15 in the morning. That's when the draw will be happening. So I hope you will be there. I hope you are going to win this one. And so send that SMS, Rome, with your name to 41809. Of course, if you don't enter, you can't win. Later on today, of course, Father Smilo Mngadi is standing in for Father Brian, and this is a show called Changing Gear. And so do stay tuned to Radio Veritas, as between 4 and 5 past 5, Father Smilo Mngadi will be bringing you Changing Gear. Right now, though, we still continue with our birthday celebrations. I know that Father Cassiano is celebrating today. I know that someone by the name of Liberate Makubela is also celebrating today. We will be getting in touch with him. Who else do you think I should be getting in touch with today? Give me a call, 011-452-7115. That's the number. Or send me an SMS, 41809. Or, of course, you can email me, and the email address is Khanya, Khanya, at radioveritas.co.za. So on the other side of this, we're calling more people for their birthdays today, and I hope you're going to also let me know who else is celebrating.
Jina, 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 J
Beautiful. Let's see if we can raise Liberate.
Hello.
Hi, Liberate.
Okay.
Khanya from Radio Veritas. Happy birthday.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck, 34 today.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Wow, Garutsuile, so.
Wow,
Garutsuile.
No, that's
all. Oh, okay. Mamele, can I leave a message for Wena, ne?
Sorry?
Can I leave a message for Wena?
Okay.
Ore, today is my son's birthday. He's turning 34. My wish is for the Lord to grant him success in life and good health. His name is Liberate Makubela.
Okay,
so, message. Who do you think this message could be from?
No, I'm not sure.
Marunana Mang.
I can't be exactly sure because simply birthday, there could be a lot of people doing that.
Oh, okay. Mar-e-ere, today is my son's birthday, so it's clear, I'm sure.
Good mom.
Your mama, it is your mom, Agnes. And by the way, you live on Radio Veritas.
Okay.
I wanna liberate you, Karawataba.
No, I am just that I'm surprised. And then
you're surprised. You're shocked. Okay. Well, I wanna taba. And she said, when I say to you, hip hip, you will say,
"Hooray!"
I rezama hape just because it. Not sounding happy. We still say hip hip, and you say,
"Hooray!" Just like a flu.
Do I know when I live flu? Have a great one, Liberate.
Okay, thanks.
Sharp, sharp, Dad.
Oh, like I'd like to appreciate Mama for training and thank family like a girlfriend.
Oh, great.
And then,
have a great one.
Nice,
nice, Dad.
Okay.
Ubel tsatsi le monate.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Happiness is where you are and what you want to be. If you look, you're sure to find the rainbow of your dreams. Tomorrow's fuller than a thousand yesterdays. With a vision of a new day in your heart. If the clouds should darken you, they turn your hopes on hard. Sorrow isn't meant to shake you from your way of heart. Just keep on looking for the answer to it all. With a vision of a new day. Bitter sands may cross the desert of your everyday. Your pine can blow away the fears that always will be there. If you can look beyond the neon and the glass, you will find a new day in your heart. Happy those who know the word. And sincerity will be their only hope. Look to the star and find a reason to believe. With the vision of a new day in your heart. Happiness is where you are and what you want to be. If you look, you're sure to find the rainbow of your dreams. Tomorrow's fuller than a thousand yesterdays, with a vision of a new day in your heart. With a vision of a new day in your heart. La 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 la. I'm not.
The monks of Western Priory, this one is just called Happiness. Let's see if we can raise Father Cassiano, and let's see what he's up to.
Welcome to the missed call notification service. The subscriber you have dialed is not available. An SMS will be sent by Vodacom as notification of your attempt to call this number.
Okay, so we're not able to leave a message for Father Cassiano. And this was a beautiful message for him from Bernie. Hello, Bernie. And of course, you left a message earlier during Mass. And you mentioned that Father is going back to Mozambique and you are wishing him well there. And so this message says, please wish our beloved Father Cassiano all the best in his next assignment. May God bless him and keep him. And that's the message we wanted to send over to him. So Father Cassiano, if you're listening, we really hope that the Lord will keep you and bless you. And that beautiful message coming from Bernie in Durban. This song is from Mozambique. Elisa. A quarter to two is the time on Radio Veritas 576 AM.
Leave away.
Hello, Father Kazian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fine, thank you. So are you looking forward to your next assignment, Father?
Come again, please?
Are you looking forward to your next assignment?
Oh, yes.
Where will it be, Father?
Oh, well, I have been appointed in Mozambique in a place called Nampula. It is in the northern part of Mozambique.
Nampula.
Provinces in the Mozambique, yes.
Oh, yes. And yes. So, Father, you have been now in Durban, right?
Yes.
What's the parish called again?
I have been here somewhat in the forest, in Woodlands.
In Woodlands, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And So St. Martin de Porres, Woodlands, and now you're moving to a place called Nampula in Mozambique.
In Mozambique, yes.
Wow, good times ahead.
yes, it's all part of our vocation as missionaries. There's nothing that we can do. I mean, it's part of our mandate as well. Mm.
And Father, which congregation do you belong to then?
I belong to Consolata Missionary.
The Consolata, yes. And you've been in South Africa for how long now?
Well, I came into the country in 2004.
2004.
Just for 2 years, and I went to Rome.
Yes.
Where I was enrolled in formation of young missionaries. And then in 2008, I came to St. Martin de Porres, and together also at Fedara here, for the formation of missionaries as well. So it's almost eight years and plus two, you know, before.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. And so how has it been at St. Martin de Porres for you?
I got a good experience there, you know. Yes, in the middle of people that are committed, joyful people that they celebrate their faith as well,
yes,
in different ways, you know, and very excellent people, committed, as I have said. And yeah, I regret them. I regret the fact that I leave them, but there is nothing that I can do. But one of the things that is I take with me, it is the sense of family, you know. It's a small parish, but everybody knows who is, you know, aside in its concerns. They help each other, and there is that element of family that is, you know, among them. And that is very important. It's a powerful testimony that I take with me.
And Father, you are live on Radio Veritas. I don't know if I told you that.
Oh, you did not tell me.
You
now I can change. Now I can change to speaking.
Now you now you can implement your radio voice.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you also for being also the voice for those voiceless people. You know, Radio Veritas, you know, it plays a role. And it is good to have it, you know, and providing food for the people. That's good.
No, thank you very much, Father. And the message I have for you here, while we prayed for you at Mass today, we received a message to say that you were leaving South Africa shortly, and so really to pray for you. And another message saying, please wish our beloved Father Cassiano all the best on his next assignment. May God bless him and keep him.
Thank you very much.
And
am I allowed to know the person, or it is anonymous?
Well, Father, I'm going to first ask you to guess who it might be from.
very difficult, because all the people, you know, it's very difficult. They are concerned about that. And then
yes, and I know that it's very difficult, so I'll give you three chances then. Who's the first person that comes to mind?
You see, I might use this word. I have strong supporters of Radio Veritas in the forest.
Yes,
either could be one of the members of Legio of Mary Divine Mercy, or can be Bernadette Blessy, or maybe the PPC I don't know.
And you're right, Bernadette Benny, it is from her.
Oh, yeah. She's a wonderful woman. And she makes advisement. She encourages people to listen. And she does everything for Radio Veritas as well. Yeah.
Nice, Father. And so, of course, we want to say hip hip, and you say
hooray.
And that's Father Cassiano. Thank you very much, Father. May you go well. And that's what being missionary is about. Also, really traveling all over the continent, or a few continents as well.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Father, thank you very much. Have a great one. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
And so here we are, 4 minutes to 2 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And you're hearing there in the background, of course, the music of Mozambique, Elisa, given to us here by Mahube, you know, that group that consists of people like Pinda Mkia, Oliver Mtukuti, and so on. And we actually have a surprise for you here in the studio. I'm just actually opening a CD as we speak. It's a brand new CD, and so that's why you're hearing all that noise there. We're just opening a CD because we have a surprise for you. And what is the surprise? Well, the surprise is this song that I'll be playing for you, because I actually have someone in the studio who has brought this particular CD. Ndati, how you doing?
I am blessed. Thank you so much for having me. These 4 minutes, I think it's going to do a lot for me as well. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
And of course, people can hear just by your voice, Nje, who this is in the studio.
I don't know. But if you say so, let me just not say my name then. But I'm here. I'm around Johannesburg. In fact, South Africa, all over. Because yes. I've just released a new album. And the album was supposed... The official release was supposed to be on the 1st of July.
Yes.
Now, I told a lot of people on my social network everywhere that they must go to the music shop and make pre-orders, only to find that the pre-orders were too much. So now the shops couldn't hold, and then they had to release the album 2 days ago. Okay, let me just say this.
Yes.
This is Fiso Ngwane on Veritas, Radio Veritas. So the title of the album, Iti Wetembegile Baba. It's got 17 tracks. I've got worship songs. I've got all nice songs. That's what I can say. Angwazguz Ngoma. I can't praise myself. This is a powerful, nice album. I will hear from the people who are going to buy the album.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you decided to call it this Wetembegile Baba. Of course, Lord, you are trustworthy.
Yes, because of the things that God has done for me. So I've been through a lot, and some of the things that were happening in my life, I came to a point to realize that, you know, God wanted to use me to heal other people and to show other people that he is God. Now, I said, okay, let me just write a song about this. So there's different songs in my album. I believe people are going to be blessed as well. So I'm so happy that I'm talking now. The album is out in stores. Please, if you are listening in Mozambique, in Zambia, all over, because I know Radio Veritas is big, so please tell your friend that Sifiso Ncwane has just released a new album. Some of the people, they still call me Mr. Kulungile Baba. But you know, Wetembekile Baba.
Wetembekile Baba. Yes. And that's what it is. I hope we also have CDs to give away. Now that we can put you live.
But I can see the sister from the news, she wants to go on air now. But I have CD. For Veritas, Radio Veritas, I can even give 5 or 4 CDs. I don't know. If you have time, I'm free.
5 sounds good, and we'll do that just after the news, and we'll also play you the music from this album, Sifiso Ncwane, and of course that's part of our fun quiz for this afternoon. I hope you're ready for it. Wetembekile Baba, and that's coming up just after 2 o'clock.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
In your news at 2, a very good afternoon to you. I am Mahadi Buthelezi. Pope bestows the pallium on 25 new archbishops, and the Holy Father meets with a delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. Pope Francis celebrated the Mass of the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul in St. Peter's Square today. During the ceremony, the Holy Father blessed the palliums of the 25 new metropolitan archbishops who were present or appointed in the previous year. The pallium is a white wool vestment adorned with 6 black silk crosses. The wearing of the pallium by the Pope and Metropolitan Archbishops symbolizes authority as well as unity with the Holy See. The Holy Father gave his best wishes to the new archbishops and their families and encouraged them to pursue with joy their mission in service to the gospel, in communion with the entire church and especially with the seat of Peter, as symbolized in the pallium. Meanwhile, in his homily, Pope Francis focused on the themes of closing and opening in the lives of the 2 patrons of Rome. The Holy Father said the church must avoid the risk of closing in on itself in times of persecution and fear. At the same time, she must be able to see the small openings through which God can work. Prayer, he noted, enables grace to open a way out from closure to openness, from fear to courage, from sadness to joy. And we can add, he said, from division to unity. During his weekly general audience after Mass today, Pope Francis called for a moment of silent prayer for all those affected by a suicide attack in Istanbul's international airport, which killed dozens of people and injured some 150 others. The Holy Father said, "We pray for the victims, for their families, and for the beloved people of Turkey. May the Lord convert the hearts of the violent and sustain our feet on the way to peace." The Pope invited everyone in St. Peter's Square to take a moment of silent prayer before leading the crowds in the recitation of the Hail Mary. Pope Francis held a private audience yesterday in the Vatican with a delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. The delegation came to Rome following the end of the week-long Pan-Orthodox Council. In his address, the Pope recalled that June 29th marks the feast of St. Peter and Paul, saying that both saints had experienced great sin and subsequently the power of God's mercy. As a result of this experience, he said, they became tireless evangelizers and fearless witnesses to the salvation offered by God in Christ to every man and woman. Devin Watkins for Vatican Radio tells us more.
The Pope also noted that from the earliest centuries, there have been many differences between the churches of Rome and Constantinople, including liturgical practices, ecclesiastical discipline, and in the manner of formulating the one revealed truth. He said one contribution to surmounting the obstacles to our recovery of the unity we shared in the first millennium, a unity that was never uniformity but always communion with respect for legitimate diversities, is provided by theological dialogue. Thus we acknowledge that the experience of God's mercy is the bond uniting us, meaning that we must increasingly make mercy the criterion and measure of our relationship.
Taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 15.02 to the dollar, 20.09 to the pound, and 16.60 to the euro. On to your commodities, gold is trading at $1,318.88 an ounce, while Brent crude oil is trading at $49.75 a barrel. Recapping your top stories for this hour. Pope bestows the pallium on 25 new archbishops, and the Holy Father meets with a delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. For Radio Veritas News, I am Mahadi Bitilezi.
Heal me, Lord, and Gipolis and Kosi. This is the song that you're listening to right now. And you must see his face of face. He just loves the music. He's so passionate about this album. It's amazing. And this is why he decided to surprise us here at Radio Veritas. Fiso, thank you for surprising us. And we appreciate this music. And of course, the people of South Africa love it as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think I'm the one that have to say thank you, because you know I just came to drop CDs, and what you just did now, it's really humbled me as a Sfiso Ngwane. And then I know this is a very great opportunity for me, my second time coming here. Yes. And after my last interview here, I got a lot of people who were talking to me on Facebook, on Instagram, say, we had you on Radio Veritas, when are you coming back? And now I didn't post on my social network, but I've just posted now on my Instagram that I am live on Veritas FM.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so this particular song, Police yes. and Kosi,
yes.
How did it come to you? How did you compose it?
You know, some of the things that happened in my life, most of the people knows about it. And I had a storm last year whereby I was very hurt, and most of the people that did wrong things in my life are the people that I love so much. Mm-hmm. As you can hear, the song says, "Ngosinglimele, Lord, I am hurt, and ngipholise amanxeba," because in life, a listener at home will agree, it's very painful when someone that had promised you before that I will never hurt you, I will love you, yes. I am your friend, I am your brother, I am your sister, but you find the same person bringing pain, a lot of pain in your heart, a lot of pain in your mind, everywhere. So most of the thing that happened, I realized, okay, as well as I'm passing through these things, but I don't know what is happening. Maybe the father in heaven is healing someone through my situation. So I don't have to complain. Now, on my one, some of my prayers when I was praying, I said, please God, help me, give me a song that is going to speak to people, because to me, singing gospel, it's a ministry. I'm not an entertainer. So I always say I feel very honored and happy when people come and share testimonies and say, after listening to your music, my life has changed. Yes. And I also appreciate people buying my album, winning award, which is good as well. Mm-hmm. But the most powerful things as worshippers is to win souls.
Yes.
Yes. So now the song, it's one of my favorite songs. And the track number 9 that says, Holy Father, yes, I give my life to you. It's one of my favorites. I remember when I wrote the song, I was crying. There was a time when, but I didn't want to do it in front of my wife and my children. I was crying, playing my piano and say, God, what is happening? You know? Yes. And then the song just came in. It's just a worship song. It's one of my favorite songs. And I just hope people at home, they're going to love it. The album is out now.
Holy Father, I give my life to you. Holy Spirit, come and take control in my life. Holy
As much as I hate cutting this song, I know a beautiful song indeed.
Amen.
But I'm also very anxious to actually give away the CD.
Okay.
And I think that let's do that.
I'm
and,
ready.
It's a very, very easy question that we're going to ask
yes,
for the first offer on the CD. And the question is, what is Sifiso Ncwane's album called? What is Sifiso Ncwane's new album called? I'm sure you've been listening to that interview. And the number is 011-452-7115. We can only take calls. No SMSs. No, we can only take calls for it. 011-452-7115. What's Sifiso Ncwane's album called? And let's go straight to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey,
kitengu kai ntate.
Yes,
Tabiso. Yes, Tabiso. So are you looking forward to winning this album?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And all you need to tell me is, what is it called?
Ngiphilise Baba.
I didn't get that.
Ngiphilise Baba.
Ngiphilise Baba. Hai, Tabiso, rehana, rehana, rehana.
Hey, Tabiso. Ow, ow. You know, I was looking forward to give you this CD, but you know what? Because I love Radio Veritas, let me just give you. Because that was the song, that Ngipholi Sebaba is track number 4. But the title of the album is not Ngipholi Sebaba. But since you're a first caller, let me just give you the CD. Thank you.
So there you are. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
And we have your details, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And so let's go to the next caller and let's go to another one. Hello, you're on Radio Veritas.
Hello.
Hello.
Yebo, I'm happy to hear Sibusiso Ncwane lapho.
Hey, Sibusiso Ncwane.
Hallelujah.
And who are we speaking to?
Yebo.
Who are we speaking to?
Nikhuluma no Sipiwe Mthembu, ngihlala eDlamini.
EDlamini Soweto.
Yes, Soweto, yes.
Oh, nice. And I can hear the confidence in your voice. You know the answer to this question.
Yes.
Okay, what's the album called?
Wethembikile Baba.
Ah! So much.
I'm listening attentively.
Ah, amen. No, you got the CD.
Ms. Piwe, the CD is yours. If you can please just hold the line for me 1 second.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is Vicky Basson. I want that CD, please.
Sorry, Vicky. Let me ask you a simple question then.
Okay.
Sfiso came in and he said people still call him, and he mentioned one of the songs from the previous album. What did he say people still call him?
I can't pronounce it yet.
You can't pronounce it.
No.
I understand. Okay, but can you pronounce the song that is playing now?
No, but I know the title of the CD.
The title?
I even remember what it's called in English.
Oh, okay. What is it in English?
Lord, you are trustworthy.
Oh, yes, that's it. Okay. Thank you so much. You just got yourself a CD. Thank you so much for calling.
So, Vicky, you are actually right. Please hold the line for us.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tanya. God bless
people. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Father, you so love the world. You gave us your only son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we found salvation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jehovah.
And now the next question, and this is the final CD that we're giving away, is the song that's playing now. Sfiso did say that he composed this. He sat at his piano. He was very emotional, and the tears just started flowing, and he actually wrote this song. What is this song called? It's an English song, so I'm sure it can accommodate everybody, this one. What is the song called? 0114527115, and let's go straight to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio. Hello. Okay, hello, you're on Radio Veritas. Going once, going twice. Let's go to another line. Hello, you're on Radio Veritas.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Zandile. I know we spoke earlier. How are you?
Good day, my
guy. Good day. So, you want to say something to Sfiso?
I just like to say thank you for the strong study of the language. In a message, I'm going to from God and
charity, sorry, another one. Oh yes. So there's Feso. She feels that your songs are really God inspired.
Thank
and
you.
And inspire her very well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate your comment. Thank you.
And Zandile, you have an answer for us. The song that's playing now.
Holy Father, I give
you
my life.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations.
So there you are, Zandile. And you get yourself this album as well. Sfiso Ncwane, you realize that you're actually getting this album before everyone else.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
So that's how important listeners of Radio Veritas are. So getting the album before the album got into stores. Thank you.
So Zandile,
you
have a great one and enjoy the album. And I think in 2 weeks' time, do call us and tell us which is your favorite song on this album.
Okay.
Have
and
a great one.
Just tell me that the book of music already, please.
Okay, we'll definitely do.
Will be good.
Okay, well, that will be coming through.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, have a great one. Thanks. God bless. Eh? And Sfiso, I think we just need to say goodbye. Any
thank
last
so
words?
Again, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity. As a worshipper, this means a lot for me, to me. And I hope all, everyone at home, everyone that is going to have this CD, your life will never be the same again. And my prayer is that when you buy this album, the hands of God touch you and change your life. And I just want to repeat this again, that the CD will be officially in stores from the 1st of July. Some of the shops now, they have the CD in Botswana, and some of the shops, they have the CD, but it's not all the shops. And the title, it's Wetembegile Baba. Thank you so much, Veritas FM, and you, my brother here, for having me. I really appreciate. Promise to come back for a launch, maybe to team up with Radio Veritas. I know, you know, I've heard something when I was in Venda, people were saying, we were listening to you in Venda. Radio Veritas is very big.
Yes.
Yes. So I was there. So I said, no, when I come back to do my launch, then I will ask the Veritas station manager or a promoter to team up together so that I will come and do my launch free. Thank you so much again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Sfiso. And what song do we go out with?
A song that we can play now as we are going out.
You love all of them, I understand.
I love all of them. Let us play track number 2.
Track number 2, Glory Hallelujah.
Glory Hallelujah. Yeah, that single is available on iTunes now. So if you go to iTunes, that single is available on iTunes. And then the whole album will be available from next week on iTunes. And stores, please buy original. Tell your friend and your uncle, your brother, your sister. It's very important to support and buy original CDs. Thank
original
you.
CD. Amen. You get to see Sfiso Ncwane on the CD. Why would you want to dub it? God bless, brother.
Thank you so much.
Augustine College, South Africa's only Catholic institution of higher education.
Visit saintaugustine.ac.za and find out more about our offerings.
Our mission is to educate ethical leaders for Africa.
Wow, this is Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m., and you're listening to Soft Options, the show that's more than a children top, with me, Khanya Ditabe. And of course, it's time now to call in a doctor. Today we're talking about eating disorders. Why are we talking about this? Of course, it's the Youth Month, and apparently young people normally... they are the ones who have eating disorders. That's what it is here on Radio Veritas 5:76 AM. And so let's hear what Dr. Diale has to say. Ntate Diale.
Good afternoon, Tate.
And how are you today?
Well, I'm very happy to be on the radio, and I must say maybe welcome back. You know, I hope you have done well in your exams.
I hope so too. But I'm sure I have.
No, by now you should know.
No, well, I feel it. I feel it. They haven't come back yet, the results, but I feel it.
Where do you feel it? Do you feel it in your bones? You feel it in your head? You feel it in your head?
It definitely in my heart.
Oh, in your heart.
You know, some people say in the heart of my heart.
The heart of hearts. Remember, those hearts got four chambers, so maybe one of them, you know.
One of them. And you say in chambers and the arteries as well, and there are all sorts of things.
Yes,
in this.
No, those are the stairways. You know, if you want to go to the upper level, you go through via something. You know, if you want to go on the downstairs, you go on the other way as well.
I see. And doctor, we're talking disorders today, eating disorders. But one fascinating thing I find about that, I don't know if it's fascinating or just an interesting fact, that some people get really sick and really skinny and so on from eating disorders, but others actually can even be obese.
Yes, you know, that's the nature that we find ourselves and the society that we find ourselves, and also the way we've been brought up and the way the society has changed from where it was 10 years ago to where we are now. So today my topic is around eating disorders, and I'll try and define very briefly what eating disorders are. I'll try and be sort of non-medical as well, and I'll try and explain what is it that you say it's an eating disorder, and what possible treatment are there, and roughly touch on what are the causes of this eating disorder. May I say a very good afternoon to all your listeners, and I know those brothers that have been following me around. I get a lot of feedback from my local priest, and also from other guys that I meet, which are also Catholic. I think also non-Catholic are also joining in to try and tune on. Let me say good afternoon, and I say eating disorder is nothing else but when you look at the clinics, what we're facing up with, we find that teenagers from the age of 12 to 9, those are the ones that are having eating disorders. And the youth from 20 to 34 in the South African context, also they eat haphazardly. They don't stick to eating time. They don't stick to a specific eating diet. And there are lots of that are available there. And all of them, they are focusing on people, how to make them trim and how to look like role models or how to look like supermodels. And we found that put a lot of pressure on young girls. And also when you look at the clinical statistics, we found that girls from 12 to 15, they go bulimic. That means they're eating too much. And those are from ages of 15 to 34. They become very anorexic, which means that they're eating less and less to try and portray an image, to try and project something that is there. And we know that when we're reading on the literature, we know this can be something that is very, very dangerous. I never thought that people could die from overeating. I know and I'm aware that in Africa, people die from malnutrition. But in other countries, people die from overeating. Hence, we got the term, say obesity. By and large, I must say there are four types of eating disorder. One of them that is known is called anorexic nervosa, and the other one is called bulimia nervosa. The other one is binge eating, and the fourth one we call it non-specific because it can involve three in one. sometimes can involve two. Sometimes it's just in between those three that I've mentioned. And young people with these disorders often have what you call a negative or distorted body image about themselves. And this builds sort of what you call intense emotions and their behavior surrounding food. Sometimes when they see food, they go crazy. Sometimes when they see food, they feel like crunching. Hence, it's very important that the mom, when they prepare their food, they have to be very presenting and they have to have those seven colors that I always talk about. And there's a term that we use within the medical fraternity, we call it body image. By body image, we mean nothing else but it's a thought and a feeling of people about their physical appearance. And it's very, very important to the youth. And now we begin to see it across the spectrum. You know, both girls and boys now, they are fighting for the mirror. They are very conscious about their image. Hence, they have become very conscious of what they're eating. And a lot of young people with eating disorder may start to eat less because they are afraid of gaining weight. And sometimes they go bingy. By bingy, we mean they're overeating or they consume very large quantities of food within a short space of time. So they say, kum kwabata. You know, once you put the plate, you see it now, you see it no more. So you wonder where the food has gone. Sometimes they eat and they go and puke. When they puke, they purge. What do you mean by that? They eat, after eating, they go and vomit the stuff. And other people, they like exercising immediately after eating, within an hour, they just want to go to burn the calories, they want to exercise. So they're abusing their body, so they're using a lot of physical exercises to try and use their body and lose weight. And other category that we begin to see within that category between 15 and 34, those are the people that abuse laxatives, because they believe that when someone they use laxatives, not for occupational constipation, but for some reason that when they have taken laxatives, they lose some weight. We know that when you take some laxatives, you lose excess weight that you've been carrying around your waist, especially around the small intestine. So when you flush out, obviously you lose 1 or 2 kgs because of the food that they've been stagnant there. So they're thinking that by losing that weight, they're also becoming thin. And we find that this can affect a person and also what you call a physical appearance and also emotional health as well. It is also, like I mentioned, it's dangerous to have these two illnesses, especially anorexic nervosa and bulimia, because this can be very fatal. For us that work in the hospital, when the guys come in there, we become puzzled. We also want to know what are they eating and what is their eating pattern. Because sometimes you might find that when you're not eating well, you become very, very severely dehydrated. When you come in, it's drip and ICU. And on the other side of the spectrum, you find that people have been eating too much. And because they've been eating too much, they end up being choking and the heart become very inflamed. And once they become inflamed, then we need to start our CPR admission and all that. So we say, be very careful of the spectrum of the spectrum. Try and take the middle part. Let me explain what is anorexic nervosa. Anorexic nervosa is an illness that involves having extreme desire to be thin. And the key element here is that you find that one of the classical symptoms is that the guy may refuse to keep a body weight at a healthy level. He may have what you call an intense fear of being fat, and he may have a distorted view about his body image. Because a lot of people are not aware of their body until they become more teenagers. And when they come to us, clever boys and girls, what you do, we do what you call a physical examination. And a physical examination, in most of the cases, it will reveal that they have a dramatic weight loss, their heart rate is slow, they've got low blood pressure, their body temperature is also low. When you look at the fingernails and the finger base, you find that they are very brittle and they are very shiny. And sometimes in other categories, girls at that particular age have to have bushy hair. You find that they might have loss of hair. Their hair doesn't look very glowy. And you look at the skin, become very dehydrated, and it's also dry. And also in that category, when you look very closer to the girls, because they like putting makeup, if they don't put makeup, you may see what you call a growth of lunago. Lunago is just a soft, fairy hair on their face, which is unusual for girls. And also that the same type of hair might appear on their back and also on their arm. They're presenting more like men. And also in that category, when you take history, you might find out about their menstrual cycle. You might find that a girl at 18, she might have stopped going for seeing her period. And also when you look at the other state, you look at the emotional side and also the mental side. When you look at the mental side and emotional side, they may present with clinical depression. They may be very anxious. Those are the girls, and you look at the boys, they become more nervous, and they have what you call a distorted body image about themselves. They've got this intense fear of gaining weight. They've got low self-esteem. They may present with what you call withdrawal syndromes. They withdraw from their friends and from the activity that they used to enjoy, and also it affects their school and learning capacity as well. And when you also ask very closely, you find that also they're thinking about food most of the time. And most of the time when they think about the food, they feel that, no, they mustn't eat because it's gonna increase their body weight. So that is a nutshell what I call about anorexic nervosa. The other one that we're looking at in the spectrum is called bulimia nervosa. Bulimia nervosa is just an eating disorder that involves a frequent binging or purging. And also, in this category, they also have what we call a distorted body image about themselves. By binging, what you mean? We mean that the guy is eating a lot of food at one time, even when he's not hungry. And following this binging, then they become more what you call bulimic. What do you mean by that? We mean that after eating, they might go to the loo to go and vomit. If they're not there within that night, they might take what you call laxative to try and help them to relieve occupational constipation, or they might go to the gym to hit the gym to burn what you call excessive fat. And all these things, they may be doing them for the wrong reason. The only reason they are doing that is to try and control their weight. But bulimic people, we know that they may hide their eating pain. You might find that most of the time they feel very afraid and ashamed of their behavior. So in bulimia, we say, what are some of the healthy problems that these guys may present with? We find that it is hard to detect because at this category, you find persons, they are very healthy, their weight might be normal, and they may not present very, 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 very obvious that they might have anorexia or bulimia. So the secret is that, you know, when you take your history, find out about how they're eating and how much they're eating, when they're eating, and in between, do they snack, do they sleep, or do they concentrate? And you find that most of the people who are in the bulimic category, they can be serious permanent damage to their teeth, and also their stomach may become very corrosive or may become very flattery, or they may become very constipated as well. And also when you look at the digestive tract, there are a lot of questions that may be raised. When you look at the heart as well, you may find some other stuff as well. When you do your physical examination, when you draw blood, you send them to the lab, you check at your sodium and your nitrate, you might find them, they all present with electrolyte balance, they might present with irregular menstrual period, they might have dehydration, their face with different from one of anorexic nervosa, it might be swollen a little bit, which shows that some food is being retained, because a lot of food, as soon as they eat, they take them out as well. So they don't get time to be digested and to be absorbed into the body for the right reason. When you look at their sore throat, they might present with a sore throat. When you look at the sore throat, you might find there might be some physical signs that they've been abused there, because each time after they eat, they go with two fingers or one finger to try and scratch their back of the throat so they can throw over. When you look at the dental examination, they may present with tooth that may decay, or some of the tooth may be lost. When you look at their skin, there may be flaky skin, it may be also be dry. When you check on their heart, they may present what we call half arrhythmia. So it means just one of the irregular heartbeat, and it's a source of concern. Also in this category, they might be very constipated as well. And typically their body weight might be of a normal weight, so it can also vary you. When you look at the emotional side, they also present with a clinical depression, they may present with shame, they may present with guilt, they may be very anxious, they may be very nervous, and there may be also withdrawal from their friend, their schoolwork become affected as well. And also, when you look at these two categories, you find that being bulimic is not ayoba, and also being anorexic is not ayoba, because it affects so much in your body that has to go there. The last one that I want to talk about is binge eating. Binge eating is just overeating. We call it a compulsive eating disorder, which involves large amount of food in a short period of time without purging. And most of the people often that we know, they eat. When they go to the parties, they nibble. When they get home, the first thing when they get home, they look at the microwave. If they don't know it's microwave, they look at the oven. If they look at the oven, they go to the bin to try and fill up the space that has been there. They are very, very dodgy eaters. Well, usually they eat alone or they eat in the corner. And they present mostly with anxiety, depression, and they might feel very lonely. And also there's an element of self-hatred as well. So when you got this category that I've mentioned about, it's very key that you go to your doctor that knows and understands eating behavior, and we can send them to your nutritionist. And the other one is the fourth one, is more non-specific, and we don't know what it is. But now the real thing, what is the cause of this eating disorder? The eating disorder are probably caused by a combination of what you call social factors, psychological factors, family factors. We think there's a genetic component to that as well, and environment plays a bigger role. And we know that society puts a lot of focus on thinness and appearance. And this, we feel that it influences young girls as they grow up, because they want to have certain bodies that other people have and they sort of emulate all those bodies that the models they are having. So it's something that we can deal with as a society as well. But I think charity begins at home. The mom has to be in control. They need to cook right food at the right time for their kid, for their age. And you also find that among the teenagers, there's a lot of competition. If they play sports that came to mind, like ballet, running, or gymnastics, or do skating, they have to have a certain body. They have to maintain a certain weight. So we find that put a lot of pressure on this growing kid, and hence their eating pattern is maybe very distorted. Also, we find that the girls play netball because she's short and fat. She can't play center, you know, and we find that she's very agile. And in order for her to qualify for the team and to belong to a team, then something drastic must have been done. And if he knows about this eating disorder, she might become one of them. And also, we find that family also put a lot of stress on these kids. As they develop as well, they don't prepare them well. And a lot of illness sort of coming in. Because during that transition, there's a loss of weight when the kids grow. They certain outgrow certain weight. And as they grow, they gain certain weight as well. So it's something that is very delicate but needed to be advised on. And family has a role to play there so that they can advise their kids accordingly. And treatment is also available. What treatment are we looking at? Mainly it's a medical treatment or psychological treatment. And treatment usually would include working with a team specialist, something like a therapist or a nutritionist or a doctor or a nurse practitioner. And treatment usually is individualized to feed the teenage specific needs. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all. You need to sit down with the guy, take history, and based on the history and your observation and your emotional status of the guy, you try and make the treatment very, very much tailor-made. So in short, I think this eating disorder, they can be managed as long as we find them very, very, very quickly, and then we can deal with that. And you also find that magazines and movies also promote what we call unrealistic role models for beauty and weight. And often this, when they're presented, they present them as a community unnaturally thin, unlike most women. If you look at the woman from Limpopo or Kabalatsane presenting and a woman in Joburg, they might present with different features because of their lifestyle. And also, we know that in America, when you look at the Hispanics, the Caucasians, and the Black Americans, also their body image and their body type, their phenotype, they present very differently. But when you look at the role model, especially in the magazines and the movies, those that present themselves with what we call unnatural thinness, and they are owned like most and women. And also, culture cannot be disputed. You know, we need to look into those things and talk about it. But preventing eating disorder is something that is preventable. If you don't prevent it, can be very catastrophic, can be very, very fatal.
Wow, Ntate, about eating disorders, anorexic nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and the binge eating. Hey.
Yes, and another one is non-specific. It can be two of the one. You know, you find that the guy is bulimic, next time he's anorexic.
Hey. And now I wonder, why do we even need to eat mole fatty?
Hey, Daddy. We'll talk about that one day because, you know, at medical school, we've been told that you are what you eat.
Yes.
And obviously, if you put... excuse my language, garbage in is garbage out. And a lot of processed food, there's nothing there, you know.
Yes.
But we buy in them like, you know, hotcakes. But anyway, that will be a topic on its own. We don't get what you call gastrointestinal disorders. And I'll touch on those things as well, that why we eating and what when we eat, what is happening there. And maybe I'll touch also the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist.
Oh,
now,
there
all
we
these
are.
Little things, you know, you'll go. But, you know, those who are sitting on Radio Veritas and are listening, you know, there's a bumper ride this year. We're going to learn a lot of things that are coming through.
Ntate Ale, thank you very much. And we speak again next week. In fact, I think we will actually touch on those topics next week because it will be a nice continuation of this one.
Yeah, no, that will be a nice continuation. You just have to look what is on the calendar and what is the potential. If there's any requests coming up, we'll try and entertain them before Wednesday next week. But for those people that might be sitting at home and having kids that are bulimic or anorexic, always how they can go to the nearest clinic or visit Baragwanath Hospital if they are in Gauteng, or see one of the Clever Boys healthcare providers that are around there. And to a certain extent, they might also see a psychologist or a psychiatrist to help them with these things. They can be done and it can be cured.
Have a great one, Ntate. God bless.
Thanks, Ntate. Welcome. Bye.
And so it's called We Uyinkosi. Of course, that's Xhosa for Yes, You Are God. And that's off the album We Thembekile Baba. And so it has become the highlight of Soft Options this afternoon. Sifiso Ncwane with his great latest album. Get it on iTunes. You'll find one track on there, and that's Glory Hallelujah. That's the single, and of course after the 1st of July you can get the full album of iTunes, Sfeso Ncwane. This is still Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and of course this coming weekend we are celebrating with fathers. We have quite a big event coming up. It's a big event because it's a mass, and of course in the Catholic Church a mass surpasses everything, really. And so I'm joined by organizer of this, Memahadi Buthelezi from marketing department at Radio Veritas. Me.
Good afternoon, Dede.
How are you,
Shem? I'm well, thanks, and how are you?
Fine, thank you. So it's a great day. First of all, why this mass for fathers?
The reason, Khanya, is simply because we do not celebrate our fathers as much as we should. There's always a huge celebration around women, around youth, and never around fathers, you know. And the one thing about fathers is also that they work so hard and are dedicated and do so much for their families, and yet are always in the back seat. So this is just really for us as a station, as a Catholic radio station, to say a big thank you. And also, you know, having joined hands with the Department of Family Life in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, simply to say thank you. And this has never been done ever.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's the first of its kind. And yes, Bontate must just look forward to a whole lot of others
yes.
to come.
Yes. And one imagines then that you have a Catholic Men's Forum involved as well in this?
Absolutely. We are actually really, really honored to have their choir, 50-member choir called the Catholic Men's Forum Sweet Melodies.
Hey, Matung, when was this choir started?
I was actually really surprised. I didn't even know that they have a choir, for that matter. And I'm told that they sing, you know, they've got the best voices. But I don't know, hey, because we also have Amakawe
on the
with
same
Sacred
day.
Heart coming. Yes. So I am just really, really delighted that Bontate are receiving this mess so well, you know. And
yeah, I'm jealous. I can feel it.
So is it just for women? Is it just for men? You know, are we not invited? So I said, you know what? If you are willing to be in the kitchen and be cooking with some of us, I know. But we have to spoil our fathers. We really do, because they do so much for us.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be really great. So it's a must. But you're also talking about cooking. Hey, Batu.
Hey, look, in terms of catering, we have to cater for our VIPs.
Yes.
Yes. So it's purely our guests. You know?
Okay. Hey. And you say Catholic Men's Forum, Sweet Melodies Choir will be there.
That's correct.
Macabre will be there. And of course, you have speakers as well for the day.
We have quite an interesting lineup, I must say. We have our very own Father Brian Mhlanga, who will just simply be talking about, he will introduce himself and talk about the radio station, who Radio Veritas is. And then we will have Ntate Patrick Mohotlo Maselwane, who is the vicar of the Family Life. We have Ntate Thabo Motshekgwa, he's vicar for vocations. Then we have Ntate Smilo, Bamubisa Ntate Mlilo Mgadi. In Ibe, we have Father Victor Ngwenya, who is vicar for the youth. And yeah, Nahe, he's going to actually offer a healing service simply because fathers are in pain. It's just that they don't like to talk, they don't like to cry. And it's okay, in actual fact, to cry. But, you know, we were always brought up that cowboys don't cry. But it's going to be a really emotional mess. And we strongly believe that men, fathers out there, they need to have, you know, a place to cry to. They need to be healed.
Yes.
They have so many challenges in their own different lives.
So challenges, we're praying for the various challenges bontateba banalitsona, and we're praying for families.
Absolutely, we are praying for families. We are praying, I mean, you would be surprised that there are men that are abused out there in their very own homes by their own families.
Yes.
You know, but we disregard all of that. We overlook it. There are men who are unemployed.
Yes.
And they can't fend for their families.
They can't provide.
They can't. So, they can't provide. So for a man to go through things such as the, it's just not right. You know, it's sad. And again, they are just sitting quietly and suffering though. And it's just, we are saying, let them come. They are invited. This is a mess purely for fathers, and it's dedicated to them.
So there you are, and this is all happening on Saturday, and this is at the cathedral in Johannesburg. Maybe if you can just turn your mic a little like that, I think that will be better. So tell us more then in terms of times and what?
It starts at 10 a.m. At the Cathedral of Christ the King in Berea, and we have Spiwe Moloi, our very own,
and
Ukapadia is a transformational speaker, he says. And we have Thabo Mokoni, who's now at Lesedi FM, as an inspirational speaker. You can see how we choose these words, transformational and inspirational. And we also have the president of the Catholic Men's Forum, who's also going to be giving a talk in terms of being a father, and not only to a family, but to the community.
Yes.
And yes, as I said, our priests, our multi-talented priests are going to be there. So it promises to be an exciting, spiritually uplifting day.
Well, I think there's a question on the line. I hope it is a question for you. And you live on Radio Veritas. You want to ask Mahadi Butelezi a question?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you? Do you want to speak to Mahadi Butelezi?
Sir, I want to speak to Johannes
Morupisi.
Ah, okay. Must definitely be a wrong number, that one. Obviously, it's not coming.
Definitely a wrong number.
I thought it was Ntate really wanting to find out more about this. So it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, let's see what questions Bontate have. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, Khanya.
Hi, hey, me.
Lekai.
Riden lekai me Beatrice.
Kopa Oscar.
Le
kopa mosare bo mme ba ka nna ba tlo ikutswa ka tsebe na mo.
Emme wa moheleile hle o ka nna watla, o ka nna watla ka nthao na le motsotso. Eh, definitely.
Oh, ke ka na komang.
E qala ka hore ya le shome ka 10 a.m. On Saturday the 2nd.
Yona area mo yona.
Emme.
10 a.m.
Emme.
Okay, Kalebo.
Okay.
Ona mo cathedral.
Emme.
Cathedral.
Kalebo.
Oh.
And Arinke Mumamidim, let's take yet another call. Hello, you're on Radio Veritas?
Hello, who's that? Khanya?
Khanya, me.
Itabe.
Yebo.
I'm just inquiring with my daughter. Did you communicate with her? I sent her SMS this morning for you people to phone her and wish her happy birthday.
I don't know if we actually got hold of her. What's her name?
Caroline.
Caroline. Okay, no, we haven't been in touch with Caroline yet, as far as I know.
Okay,
but I'm sure
we're
still going to do that.
Okay, thank you, Khanya.
Okay, me.
Yes, I'm an ardent listener of Radio Veritas.
No, thank you very much.
My children listen to their CDs and what, but when they give me their cars to drive, they know their radio must be on Veritas. Yeah.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, I listen from the morning when I wake up at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Until I get to work and then I can't listen. Like now, I can't listen.
Yes.
Anyway, I hope you will get her. She's a very busy body, but I told her that she must keep her phone on her because she's going to get a very important phone call.
Oh, nice. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Khanya.
God bless.
Enjoy the rest of your day and your hard work.
Thank you.
Okay.
And so, Mabutelezi, this is where we close it. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, at the Cathedral of Christ the King.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And so, Ma, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Us now, of course, to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
Let us now join together in reciting the Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his awful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his awful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his awful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Spirit. Hi, this is Roviwa.
Roviwa.
Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas.
The good news for a change.
No!
They come from a parish called St. Louis Bertrand in Payneville. That's in the far east end. And so beautiful song there. That was Uyincwele and Morena Jesu Romana. So a little medley there. If you didn't know about St. Louis Bertrand and that they have a good choir, I can tell you they do. And you'll be hearing more from them. I'm sure they're working on something. So that's just a song from them, St. Louis Bertrand. That's Father Raphael Naponto's parish in the Far East Rand. Sounding good. And as I say, you'll be hearing more of them very soon. It's 19 minutes after 3 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. It's your only Catholic radio station in South Africa. Of course, it's the year of mercy coming to an end on the 20th of November.
The seven corporal works of mercy: to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, heal the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead.
So that's what it is, Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And, the question is really easy for this afternoon for a fun quiz. And the question is, give me any two of the corporal works of mercy. Give me any two of the corporal works of mercy. I think we're making it really easy for you this afternoon. 011-452-7115. And of course, you've just heard them. And so that's our question. Give me any two of the corporal works of mercy. 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top.
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
So there we are, any two of the corporal works of mercy. That's what I would like to hear from you. And the number to dial is 011-452-7115. And remember, we're just having fun with this. There's no prize. All the CDs are gone for today. So let's go straight to the lines and let's see who is there. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello, Ndate Mkhabudi.
Mm.
Le kae ntate?
Re teng ntate le kae?
He re teng, le wena o fa East Rand. So great to hear from you, ntate.
Visit the poor. I mean visit the prisoners,
nice. And another one?
Yes.
And
feed the poor.
Feed the hungry. Okay, Ntate Mkhabudi, a re utlwe gore ba reng,
because
ke bone ka re ga ba dumele fela ba re. O ikutlwetse Ntate Mkhabudi. A ho leboga nna Ntate Mkhabudi, le nagale ke sa utlwe lentswe la gago. And ko bapalela pina e feng tsatsing le ntate?
Sutla ko patina ya pasa.
Ya?
Ya blessed Twasa.
Oh, pina ya blessed Benedict Daswa. Okay, ntata.
Kama Sicilia. Ya, kama Sicilia.
Okay, ntate. Hai, ha hona mathata. Se re utlwile. O be letsatsi le monate, ntate.
O be letsatsi le monate, ntate.
Thank you.
God bless you, ntate. Our genius for today, that's Ntate Mokgabudi, all the way in Daveyton, and he says, of course, visit the prisoners and feed the hungry. Two of the seven corporal works of mercy, and this is the song he requested, the Benedict Daswa song, Ma Cecilia Amohlakeng, Phahamisa Morena, Benedict Daswa.
Phahamisa Morena, Benedict Daswa.
Yeah, this song takes me back to Chitanini, that night of the vigil before his beatification. Wow, the crowds singing to this one, hearing it for the first time, some of them live at that. And we also played this one at that same event, or that same night of the vigil of the beatification of Benedict Daswa.
Jipiri makunutu, jitiswa kiwena, o tate, o batware.
Jipiri, jipiri,
jipiri makunutu, jitiswa kiwena. Oh,
I know you love this song, and I know that you can vote for this song, Dipiri. It's been nominated for Ingoma Music Awards in the Best Traditional Gospel Album category. And all you need to do is say, this is the song I'd like to hear. And the way to do that is to send your SMS. First, you send the artist name. So you will send St. Mary's Immaculate Young Adult. What a long name. Even if you just write St. Mary's, I'm sure that will come through. And the category is the Best Traditional Gospel Album. That's the category. And so send that SMS to the number 40439. 40439. And that SMS will cost you only 2 rand per SMS. And this is for the third Ingoma Awards taking place on the 27th of August this year. And let's see. Dipiri must win. We will make Dipiri win. Agar. So there we are. Best Traditional Gospel Album. It's the only Catholic group that's on for these Ingoma Music Gospel Awards. So that's St. Mary's Immaculate, St. Mary Immaculate Young Adult. That number to send your SMS to is 40439. And as I say, that SMS will cost you 2 rand only. So SMS, Best Traditional Gospel Album, St. Mary's, to 40439. And that's for the song Dipiri Makunutu Ditsirakwena. 3:30 on the dot on Radio Veritas. And so I hope you're ready for our afternoon dance. Let's go.
29th of June, we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, who died respectively in about 64 and 67. St. Mark ends the first half of his gospel with a triumphant climax. He has recorded doubt, misunderstanding, and the opposition of many to Jesus. Now, as we hear in Mark chapter 8, verse 29b, Peter makes his great confession of faith, "You are the Messiah." It was one of the many glorious moments in Peter's life, beginning with the day he was called from his nets among the Sea of Galilee to become a fisher of men for Jesus. The New Testament clearly shows Peter as the leader of the apostles, chosen by Jesus to have a special relationship with him. With James and John, he was privileged to witness the transfiguration, the raising of a dead child to life, and the agony in Gethsemane. His mother-in-law was cured by Jesus. He was sent with John to prepare for the last Passover before Jesus' death. His name is first on every list of apostles. And to Peter only did Jesus say, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven," as we hear in Matthew chapter 16, verses 17b to 19. But the Gospels prove their own trustworthiness by the unflattering details they include about Peter. He clearly had no public relations person. It is a great comfort for ordinary mortals to know that Peter also has his own human weakness, even in the presence of Jesus. He generously gave up all things. Yet, as we hear in Matthew chapter 19, verse 27, he can ask in childish self-regard, "What are we going to get for all this?" He receives the full force of Christ's anger when he objects to the idea of a suffering Messiah, as we hear in Matthew chapter 16, verse 23b. "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Peter is willing to accept Jesus' doctrine of forgiveness, but suggests a limit of 7 times. He walks on the water in faith, but sinks in doubt. He refuses to let Jesus wash his feet, then wants his whole body cleansed. He swears at the Last Supper that he will never deny Jesus, then swears to a servant maid that he has never known the man. He loyally resists the first attempt to arrest Jesus by cutting off Malchus's ear, but in the end, he runs away with the others. In the depth of his sorrow, Jesus looks on him and forgives him, and he goes out and sheds bitter tears. The risen Jesus then told Peter to feed his lambs and his sheep, as we hear in John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17. Paul died in about 67. If the most well-known preacher today suddenly began preaching that South Africa should adopt Marxism and not rely on the Constitution, the angry reaction would help us understand Paul's life when he started preaching that Christ alone can save us. He had been the most Pharisaic of Pharisees, the most legalistic of Mosaic lawyers. Now he suddenly appears to other Jews as a heretical welcomer of Gentiles, a traitor and apostate. Paul's central conviction was simple and absolute. Only God can save humanity. No human effort, even the most scrupulous observance of law, can create a human good which we can bring to God as reparation for sin and payment for grace, to be saved from itself, from sin, from the devil, and from death. humanity must open itself completely to the saving power of Jesus. Paul never lost his love for his Jewish family, though he carried on a lifelong debate with them about the uselessness of the law without Christ. He reminded the Gentiles that they were grafted on the parent stock of the Jews, who were still God's chosen people, the children of the promise. In light of his preaching and teaching skills, Paul's name has surfaced, among others, as a possible patron of the internet. We would probably go to confession to Peter sooner than to any of the other apostles. He is perhaps a more striking example of the simple fact of holiness. Jesus says to us, as he said in effect to Peter, "It is not you who have chosen me, but I who have chosen you." Peter, it is not human wisdom that makes it possible for you to believe, but my Father's revelation. I, not you, build my church. Paul's experience of the risen Jesus on the road to Damascus was the driving force that made him one of the most zealous, dynamic, and courageous ambassadors of Christ the church has ever had. But persecution, humiliation, and weakness became his day-by-day carrying of the cross, material for further transformation. The dying Christ was in him. The living Christ was his life.
I'm Archbishop Stephen Brislin from Cape Town. You are tuned into Radio Veritas. Good news for a change.
For 42 minutes after 3 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and this is Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top, with me, Khanya Ditave. And a beautiful day it is indeed, the 29th of June, and it's of course the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul. On this rock I will build my church. In fact, I forgot to say happy feast day to Dr. Diale, actually, earlier. It's one of those things. And so it's the 29th of June, this great feast day. So, Peter, Petros, Pete, happy birthday to you. Paulo, see, Paul, have a great one. And so it's the 181st day of the year. It's a leap year. So this means we have 185 days remaining this year. In the Seychelles, they celebrate Independence Day today. In the Netherlands, they celebrate the Veterans Day today. And it was on this day in the year 512 when a solar eclipse was recorded by a monastic chronicler in Ireland. The year was 512 today. It was also on this day in the year 1529 when a religious civil war in Switzerland ended with what they called Peace of Kappel. Of course, Kappel or Kappel is like a chapel, where Catholic cantons gave freedom of religion to the Protestants. And that was today in the year 1529. Of course, Makatolika enesare ili diboza. And it was on this day in the year 1864 when the worst railway disaster in Canada took place, and 99 people were killed in this Canada's worst railway disaster, and this was near St. Hilaire in Quebec. And so the first known recording of classical music made handles Israel on Egypt, is what it was called, and that was today in the year 1888. Yeah, okay, so before then, of course, it was all on paper, and orchestras and big choirs would perform these works and so on, but the first known recording of classical music was made today in the year 1888, and this was on a wax cylinder. And of course, it was on this day in the year 1951 when Joseph Ratzinger, the future Pope Benedict XVI, was ordained a priest. And that was 1951 today. And then here in South Africa, it was on this day in the year 1949, when, of course, this was just after the win of the National Party in 1948. A year later, on this day in the year 1949, South Africa began implementing apartheid. Of course, this was its racial segregation rules. And interestingly, exactly 40 years later, on this day, that's when, with the winds of change blowing in this country, the ruling National Party adopted a five-year program of its objectives, which included a political reform plan to give South Africa's black majority a role in national as well as local government spheres. However, the government did not succeed to persuade any prominent black leaders to negotiate on the reform initiative. Of course, the ANC then said it would consider nothing less than one man, one vote system. It was on this day in the year 2008 when Robert Mugabe was sworn in as president for a sixth term. This was 9 years ago today. If it's your birthday today, you share it with American Roman Catholic Bishop Sean O'Malley, born today in 1944. Welsh soprano Catherine Jenkins, of course, she's the one who sings "Time to Say Goodbye," that one. She was born today in 1980. Well, she sings that among others, other things. Of course, Charlotte Church also sings it. Of course, St. Peter, the Apostle and first Bishop of Rome, died today in the year 69. Of course, his original name is Shimon or Simeon. Other names, of course, are St. Peter, Bar Jonah, Simon Peter, Cephas, Caipha. And he was one of the 12 apostles whom Jesus chose as his original disciples. And as we heard in Barbara Donaldson's account of him, his life is prominently featured in New Testament Gospels and, of course, the Acts of the Apostles. And another person who died today in 2003 was Katharine Hepburn. She was an American actress. She was on film, on television, and on stage as well. She acted, among others, in that movie called Love Among the Ruins. She was in the book Kate Remembered. Well, that's really that book. That's her biography, published just 13 days after her death in 2003. And so, of course, this is still Soft Options, the show that's more than a cheer on top. In a short while, we look at our prayer circle for today. And I still can't get through to Caroline, but I'm sure we'll keep trying there. And Motswako, I see she's also celebrating her birthday today. We're also going to try and get in touch with her. All that won't be on air, though. And it's still Soft Options, the show that's more than cheer on top. Father Smilo Mngadi is standing by to bring you Changing Gear between 4 o'clock and half past 5. It's going to be a really good program this afternoon. Ntate Mngadi.
Ntate le kae.
Re teng le kae, Father.
Re teng, re teng.
And so, it's a Wednesday, you are in on Changing Gear.
Yes, standing in for Father Brian.
Is it going to be a smooth ride?
I hope so. We'll talk first with Archbishop William Slattery on the recently released statement on the upcoming elections.
Mm-hmm.
And then later we'll just chat about the style of leadership of Pope Francis and some of his statements.
Okay, so the style of leadership of Pope Francis and some of his statements.
Yes.
So it's going to be a really good one, as you can hear. It might be a little bumpy with Father Smilo in the driver's seat there. Have you got your license on you, Father, in case traffic cops stop you?
Yes, yes, and I'll buckle up.
You'll buckle up as well. Yes. That's important. You mean you haven't yet? Okay, so as soon as you get into that seat. So all that between 4 o'clock and 5:30. In a short while, we'll look at our prayer circle for today here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m.
One of the great saints of the 20th century, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, will be canonized on the 4th of September this year by Pope Francis in Rome. And you could be there. Stand a chance to win this once-in-a-lifetime experience to accompany me, Father Emil, to her canonization in the Radio Veritas Rome and Assisi draw of 2016. The prize this year is valued at nearly 80,000 rand and includes an 8-day pilgrimage to Rome and Assisi from the 2nd to the 11th of September for two people. The prize covers flights, transfers, accommodation, breakfast, dinners, and more. Tickets for the draw cost a mere 300 rand and only 2,000 are available, so don't miss out. SMS Rome and your name now to 41809. That's Rome and your name to 41809. And we'll call you back with our banking details. And remember, all the proceeds go to Radio Veritas. SMSs cost 1.50 and do not constitute an entry.
And of course, today is the last day. No, tomorrow is the last day. Tomorrow at 12 noon will be your final chance. We are closing this competition. So make sure you send that SMS right now to 41809. And who knows, you could be going to Rome with Father Emil and other pilgrims to the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And this is, of course, on the 4th of September. The pilgrimage itself is from the 2nd to the 11th of September. Send that SMS right now, 41809, beginning with the word Rome, R-O-M-E, followed by your name, and they will be able to pick them up then. It's time now for us to look at our prayer circle for today here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a cheer on top.
Again, surrendering all.
And so all the intentions that were sent through to Radio Veritas today, including the intentions of Julie, intentions of Benny, intentions of Agnes. We also thank a few people that have sent in the SMSs for the canonization pilgrimage for today. We also think about the intentions of Ntsiki, intentions of somebody who says, please pray for my son Babalo, who is in court now. And that was at about 12:30 earlier today. We also pray for the intentions of Zodwa, intentions of Megs, intentions of Tseko Menyuko, praying for the brother Clement Menyuko on his 50th birthday today. The intentions of Bernadette, Greg and Ruth. Lots of anonymous intentions that have also been sent via SMS at Radio Veritas. Intentions of Vicky Lee Vaughan. Intentions of somebody who's sending a message from the parish of St. Joseph Mukasa in Witbank. The intentions of Debbie Dodd. Intentions of Maria Lee in East London. Doreen Mpofu. Alice, Stella, Mary, Bruce, Pauline Dikozi, Dolores, Johnny, Brenda, Tabiso Gambu. Intentions of Philomena, intentions of Marion, Gloria. Intentions of Kebomo Suisuyu, Stephen Jackson, Teresa Beck, Cynthia Simpson, Father Gerard Gosling. Intentions of Mary Kubeka in Dube. Intentions of Muriel. Intentions of Nkhono Harriet. Faye in Binoni. Makobose. Mary Elizabeth Ndengane. Michael N. Abrahams. Yvonne Fowler. And so for all these intentions and the intentions we have in our own hearts right now, Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so as you heard, Father Smilo Mgadi up next, and the show is a very, it's going to be a nice one between 4 and 5 past 5. It's called Changing Gear. Neil Coley is standing by to bring you the 4 o'clock news, and you know it's Radio Veritas, so it's all truth. The news today is the gospel truth. And so from me, Khanya Ditabe, for now, ya khawla, ya.